not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings. Whether
You are listening to WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh, and this is From Ipanema to the World. Welcome to From Ipanema to the World. I am Flavio Chamis. In tonight's program, we're going to listen to the music of one of the most significant figures in Brazilian classical music. It is Francisco Mignone, arguably one of the three most important composers, together with Villa-Lobos and Camargo Guarnieri. He was born in São Paulo. His parents were Italian immigrants. Actually, his father has been an opera orchestra flutist in Italy and gave Mignone his first lesson in flute, piano, music theory, and improvisation. When he was 10, he was playing Brazilian choro music on the streets, and by 13, he directed his own popular orchestra, but then using the name Chico Bororó. It was a pseudonym to keep his popular music activities separate from his classical training. When he was 15, he entered the São Paulo Conservatory studying piano, and a few years later, he performed Grieg's piano concerto under his father's baton. As a result of this concert, he earned a scholarship for studies at the Giuseppe Verdi Conservatory in Milan. After studying in Italy in 1929, he returned to São Paulo and 4 years later took a post in Rio at the Escola Nacional de Música. Mione was a really versatile composer. He wrote solo songs, piano pieces, chamber instrumental works, orchestral works, and choral works. He also wrote 5 operas and 8 ballets. Much of Mione's music is strongly nationalistic in flavor. He uses folk and popular melodies and forms of his native Brazil as a basis for his composition. Here is his piece named Festa das Igrejas, Church Festivals. For the most part, this music is atmospheric and gently subdued, but it has beautiful melodies strikingly scored for orchestra and an organ. Thank you. We just heard Festa das Igrejas, Church Festivals, by Francisco Mignoni, with the Symphony Orchestra of the State of São Paulo under the direction of John Nashling. In case you're just joining us tonight, we're listening to the music of one of the most significant figures in Brazilian classical music, the composer Francisco Mignoni. As I mentioned before, Mignoni in his teens directed his own popular orchestra and wrote many pieces. But while doing that, he used the pseudonym Chico Bororó because he wanted to keep these popular activities separate from his classical pieces. So here is one of those pieces. It is called Chora Caboclo, played by Gustavo Tavares and Nelson Faria. Chora Caboclo, this is the name of the piece we just heard. It was written by Francisco Mignoni, but he publicized it with the name Chico Bororó, a pseudonym he used for his composition, more popular in character. But let us go back to his orchestral works and listen to the Maracatu de Chico Rei. It is a stunning choral ballet describing the building of a church by a tribe of African slaves, some of whom win their freedom and gradually purchase the liberty of their fellows. You at times will listen a little hint of, for instance, Stravinsky's Rite of Spring. So this again is the São Paulo Symphony Orchestra under the direction of John Nashlin. With this music, we will go to the end of the program. I am Flavio Chamis. Thank you so much for listening to From Ipanema to the World. Join us back next Friday at 7 p.m. on WRCT 88.3 in Pittsburgh or live stream our program on wrct.org. Here is Maracatu de Chico Rei. Thank you.
Thank you. reach the...
They tell me it's a problem that I keep on ending things. I say everyone else holds on too long and clings. Have they been paying attention to the hum in my ears? Subtle, high-pitched, ringing for years.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're listening to From the Basement on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Up